In Christchurch, New Zealand, at least 49 people were killed in a shooting attack at two mosques. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, described it as an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence.
It is clear that this can now only be described as a terrorist attack. From what we know, it does appear to have been well planned.
It was late last night, U.S. time, when the news from Christchurch broke. For a lot of people here in the U.S., me included, the story was everywhere in an instant, on Twitter and Facebook and cable. Pictures and disturbing details, including a video of the attack itself, streamed live and filmed by the shooter. Also going viral, a 74-page racist manifesto written, it appears, by the suspect himself. Now, here's the dilemma. We want to know what happened and answer the question, why would anyone go into a house of worship, mosques in this case, and kill innocent people? Do we watch the video? Should we repost it? Same goes for the so-called manifesto. Does reading it tell us anything useful? And then what? Zeynep Tufekci has thought a lot about this dilemma. She studies the intersection of technology and society at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Did you watch the video, Zeynep? And if so, why?
I did not watch the video. I understand why, of course, police investigators and detectives are going to watch the video. But for the ordinary public, there's not much information to be gained from watching the video. That video was made and indeed live streamed. Exactly so it would gather publicity and terrorize us. So it's like a snuff film. It was made to make us watch it. The murder was an instrument for this act of terrible publicity by mass murder. So I don't want to participate in that. I know the tragedy happened. I know almost 50 people have been killed. I don't need to see it to appreciate the human tragedy.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the very intentional way this attack was executed with a camera streaming live on Facebook. I mean, I want to choose my words carefully here, but are you saying it's like the perpetrator had thought about this, like the producer of a spectacle? Was that the point in this case?
It's very clear to me that the killer thought about it very much so. And in fact, the video was clearly pre-planned, and it's not the first time we've seen this mode of act. It's almost like infamy by mass murder and publicity by mass murder. They know that the previous killers have had their, you know, faces splattered all over the news, that the videos of victims running away in terror have been played on an endless loop. And in fact, from an FBI investigation, we know that many of these mass murderers carefully follow, like they collect clippings and they watch how the media covers it, and they also obsess over the numbers. They want to one up the last murder's number, almost like a video game, to make sure that they get this kind of publicity. I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention to this. This is a terrible act of terrorism that we should pay attention to, but I don't think we should do it on the killer's terms. They're directing a spectacle, as you put it, and I don't think we need to participate in let them be the director.
So withhold the participation, but say someone, a private citizen, is sitting at their computer in any town, USA. Aside from the psychic toll it takes on the viewer, what is the harm of watching a video like this? What does your research suggest?
Well, one of the things is every click, every watch helps inspire the next one. We know that the copycat phenomenon is real. A lot, the future killer is watching how this gets covered. The future killer is watching to see what it takes to get their videos and their faces on our screens, whether it be in our phone screens or the TV screens. So that's one big problem. The second thing is it's very disrespectful to the victims to just sort of watch their agony and terror like that. And we don't really gain anything from it. The manifesto too, it's actually a document full of search terms that clearly he thought about and hopes will lead people towards similar extremist hateful ideologies. So he's hoping to publicize what are basically search terms. It's almost like a commercial search engine optimization. You want to advertise, you know, a soda, and you try to get the search term out there. That's what they're doing, but they're doing it by mass murder. And I feel like if we make it pretty clear as a society, as the world, that this strategy is not working, that's one step. It's not the only step, but that's one step by which we can try to prevent the next one from being inspired to follow in this footstep.
Zeynep, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Marco.
Zeynep Tefekci writes about technology and society at the University of North Carolina.